Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence calling. The deadlines have passed. The deadlines are approaching. Deadlines to the left of me. Deadlines to the right of me. There's only one thing you need to keep up. Your Eurovision Insight Podcast. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you are, welcome to another Eurovision Insight podcast. Myself, Ewan Spence, taking you around the world of the Eurovision Song Contests, both junior and adult, and everything in between to keep you up to date with what's happening. Yes, the main adult contest isn't until May, junior's not until December, but there's still a bundle of stuff going on. We'll talk about what's happening for Baku, what's happening for Yerevan, stuff that's going on with the national finals. We'll have music later on from Ultranate, and a little throw forward to stuff over the next week or two as well. Let's start off with Baku, though. Of course, 2012 planning continues apace in all the delegations and everybody else. The reference group meeting will be meeting in Geneva on October the 7th and 8th, which includes the EBU, host broadcasters, advisors and such like, basically putting together some high-level stuff of the contest, making sure everything's running to plan and those big political things, you know, things like visas, like which stadium are you going to use, are you going to have enough room for everybody, will you let everybody onto the Wi-Fi, all the stuff like that as well. Reports from that, well, they'll kind of sneak out. There's never anybody coming out and doing a great big press conference like you would have. Great if you had like one of those rooms like you have in the President of the United States and Leo McGarry walks out, but there you go. Let's see, what about Baku itself? Portugal said they should be there even though there's problems with the TV companies and ownerships. Ditto with Moldova, they reckon they're going to be in. Belgium, we already know we're going in, and they're looking at another internal selection. They'll decide themselves. Strangely enough, the noises from Eurosong.be are that Kate Ryan, yes, that Kate Ryan, is pushing desperately to try and represent Belgium once more. So that'll be Belgium stuck in the semi-finals for another year if that happens. Everybody in the world go, no, she was wonderful. Look, it was dated then, it would be dated now, but she might come out with something more modern. Let's hear the music. Okay, right then, Junior Eurovision, that is getting closer, and we've had a bundle of national finals in the last week or so since the last podcast. Belarus have decided they'll be sending Lidia Zabolotskaya to sing The Angels of Goodness. Polina Skrbajat is going to be going for Lithuania, which is singing Debussy's, translates as clouds. Armenia will be sending Dalita, and of course, as the host country, they've waiting for a very patriotic song, I Love Belarus. No, welcome to Armenia. Sorry about that. And see, look, there's a... What's the difference between those two songs? Who knows? We'll find out when you get the clue. We also, after all this time, this is our seventh, have our first male singer going to Junior Eurovision. It's for Macedonia, and Dorian Dlaka will be singing Zimi Ojovo Frak. Unfortunately, not a note to Battlestar Galactica. It, according to Wikipedia, so whoever knows, it says, I swear by this tailcoat is the name for the song, which just reminds me of Ralph Machenbach. There we go. Junior Eurovision is December the 3rd, and if you need to cleanse your palate after that, 1 week after that, December the 10th, will be the first Swiss national final. Say the first Swiss national final, I mean the first national final from Switzerland. It's not like they're going to have three goals and pretend to be Ukraine. Okay, right then, let's carry on with the national final news. Obviously, Switzerland's already set pretty much in stone. Austria, they're going for a similar format to last year, and why wouldn't they? And Nadine Bieler brought them great success, got them into the final. Maybe slightly stuttered on the Saturday night, but there we go. National final date will be sometime in February, so you can start planning your diaries and easy jet trips over from that. Estonia have put out their call for entries. You have until December the 12th to actually get entered into that one. They are stressing that the purpose of the contest is to develop Estonian pop music. So if you're Justin Lee Collins, you're probably not going to get into that one. Two semi-finals, February the 18th and the 25th for Estonia. Their national final will be on March the 3rd, which is actually proving to already get a quite busy, actually. You might just call up the calendar. March the 3rd, the Estonian national final, Sweden's Andrew Sandstrom is on that day as well. So an interesting clash. What else do we have? Turkey, again, probably going for an internal decision, which they have done since 2006. But they have put up a page on their website going, who would you like us to select internally? So not quite an audition, but if you want to start a write-in letter campaign, then by all means, feel free. Okay. Okay, two other points of note in the news. First of all, congratulations to the television production team behind this year's Eurovision Song Contest. It is up for the German TV Award. You have to admire the directness of the Germans in the naming of their awards. Given that the production this year was a collaboration between two private and two public channels, this has to be an odds on favour of their awards. But given the amount of effort that went into that, it's no surprise, and it is good. It's always good to get a nomination of these things, isn't it? Yeah, and be rewarded. Jedward, they've added new tour dates as well. London on the 6th of December, finishing off their UK run. They're also doing four dates in January in Germany as well, obviously to their newfound fans. From Dusseldorf, I would expect. Details are on their website or wherever on a social network. You say, Jedward, and all the fans will find you. Right, let's move on to a bit of music. And let's go back to the Swiss National Final. They have open submissions, certainly for the German part of the German, Italian, French TV companies to decide what to do there. Is it French or Italian? I can't remember now. But Ultranati, yes, the 43-year-old American, has decided, wouldn't it be fun to do Eurovision? And I have to agree with her. It's fun to do Eurovision at any point in time. Obviously, a proven hit. And we have had American singers enter the Swiss National Final before, draping themselves in the Swiss National flag, thinking it's American. She might not make that mistake, as was made last year. But this is a lovely little track. It is called My Love. The Tiger Boys love it, but it's missing a key change. I can't think why they love it. But I am enjoying it too. It's definitely a dance floor filler. And maybe it's not quite what modern Eurovision is looking for, but it's definitely what we're looking for in the podcast today. So this is Ultranati, My Love. Pin back your ears. It goes straight in with the fun.
Whatever it takes to make you happy, that's what I'll do, that's what I'll do. Whenever you need a place to hide away, that's where I'll be, that's where you'll find me. And you make me feel like I own this world, you make my life complete. And I never thought I could fall in love so deep, that would set me free.
Ultranati there singing My Love, hoping to get the votes to get her into the Swiss National Final. She already has the Schlager Boys, and you know, I was wondering why the Schlager Boys like that. As he pointed out, there is no key change. But I think I've worked it out. Just bear with me a second. Let's do these two little snippets back to back. Okay, so that's the first one. Well, if you're going to lift and you're going to cover, lift and cover from the best. Ultranati there and My Life. Right, that's your Eurovision Insight podcast for the day. www.escinsight.com and Twitter and Facebook in the usual places as well. Good luck to everybody attending all the OGAE bashes happening over the next month or so. Eurobash is this weekend in the UK. I, unfortunately, will not be there. I'm doing some coding at Bletchley Park, an old Station X from World War II, but I will be doing a presentation there entitled Everything I Ever Needed to Know About European Politics I Learned from the Eurovision Song Contest. So I am at Eurobash in my heart. One final thought as well, Melody Festival picked up all their entries, their deadlines closed now. 2,915 professionals submitting music, 570 submitting their amateur song for the Web Joker contest, which starts online for the Heats public voting next week, October the 3rd. Who said Eurovision's far, far away? It's not. It's just a stone's throw. We're nearly there. Into the national final season we go. Junior Eurovision as well, and heaps of fun. And guitars.